Google strikes deal with hospital chain to develop healthcare algorithms. Now, I read this and I'm going like, hey, whoa, bub, wait a minute. Why do we need an algorithm, which is a complex computer instruction set? Why do I need an algorithm to know to be healthy? How did we ever extend life expectancy from 50-some-odd or 60-some-odd years to 72 years, which, by the way, it's declining now for the first time again. How do we ever extend life expectancy without algorithms? Folks, I don't know what the date is. Maybe some of them in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat is a Terminator junkie and knows this. I think it was supposed to launch in 2019. When was Skynet? When did James Cameron in 1986's Terminator? What date did Cameron set for the launch of Skynet? I think it was 2019. What do you have, Mrs. O'Connell? Oh, 1997? That would have only been 10 years in the future. Because Terminator 2 came out in 1993? It doesn't matter. Genetic Skynet has now been launched. I read this story and I'm going like, wait a minute. What happened to HIPAA? There is no HIPAA any longer. Health Insurance Patient Protection Act, right? Or Health Industry Patient Protection, whatever the I stands for. Patient or privacy. It's a Patient Privacy Act. Your medical records are supposed to be under lock and key. They're supposed to be sealed. Well, you can forget that. Google has them now. And the Mayo Clinic and other major hospital chains are giving them away, giving Google access to genetic data. I don't even know how this is possible without, I think the chat room must be broken because there's, oh, okay, it's working now. Okay, that's the deal. So they brought it online in 1997. Now, wait a minute. Isn't that the actual year that Google was launched? Look up the launch year of Google. I think Google was launched in 97. And then becomes self-aware in 2021. 1998. Coinkydink? So Cameron was off by 1 year? Folks, ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of days. You know, Michael Hitchburn is doing that conference June 23rd, 24th, and 25th, or is it 24th, 25th, and 26th? Let me see. I wrote it down the other day when we had him on about the is this the Great Correction, or what did he call it? Come on, Mike. I have, because he gave us the URL for what for the site where it's going to be. And he said it was going to be launched on Tuesday afternoon at the latest. And when we talked to Hitchburn, I asked him to explain it. He gave us, here it is, apostasyconference.com. Are we in the great apostasy prophesied about in the Bible? Now, I know Brother Andre Marie has done a show on this, and he says no. which is kind of interesting to me because Brother Andre is one of the speakers at the Apostasy Conference. Folks, we are in the clutches of the demonic death spiral. I can hear people now, especially people that are listening for the first time ever. Who are you? You're just another Alex Jones wannabe.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. Do you understand that? Turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Serious crap gay.
Frogs, friggin' frogs. It's not funny. I'm gonna say it real slow for you.
I don't like them putting
frogs.
This is not a conspiracy theory. They're doing this in plain sight. They even say, hey, man, citizen, you will obey your Google overlord, citizen. They even say, just complies with all federal privacy laws. To which I respond, lies. Lies. You're lying. Alphabet Inc.'s Google and national hospital chain HCA Healthcare Inc. have struck a deal to develop healthcare algorithms using patient records. The latest foray by a tech giant into the $3 trillion healthcare sector. Do you see what they've done, ladies and gentlemen? Do you see what they've done? The secular Marxist pinko commie atheist demon worshiping adrenochrome guzzling wackos. First thing they did was convince all of the free world that anything can be monetized. And everything should be monetized. For heaven's sake, we've monetized water. True story. I've talked about this before. We have actually monetized water. The bottled water industry is now a multi-billion dollar. It's an actual industry. You need water to survive. We've needed it since the Garden of Eden. But only corporate America could figure out a way to make a profit off of it and to monetize it. Then they monetized legal services. You remember, Shannon's in the chat room. She might know this. It used to be against the rules of the American Bar Association. They would disbar you. They would kick you off of the bar if you advertised your legal services. You had ambulance chasing ads, they'd cancel you. The original cancel culture was lawyers. And then the American Bar Association, the ABA, changed its rule. I want to say it was in the 1980s. In the 1980s or so. And made it legal or permissible for lawyers to purchase ads. And then if you drive through Louisiana on Memorial Day weekend, you headed to Texas from Florida or headed to Florida from Texas, you will drive through Lawyer Alley. I'm just going to prepare you. You're going to think that the number one export for the great state of Louisiana is ambulance chasing. You're going to think that our number one state domestic product is suing people. Well, Shannon, here in Louisiana, we don't have any rules against anything. You want to advertise, if you want to advertise your services as a lawyer, do it. One of the more famous ones is Morris Bart. One call, that's all. We have some colorful characters that are attorneys around here. Michael Hinkle, who is 5'3". But on the TV ads, he is made out. He looks like he's 6'8". Before you accept a check from a big rig, before you accept a big rig check, check with me. We now have this piker from Baton Rouge quoting Bible verses and putting crucifixes on the roof of his 12-story tall legal sue everybody empire named Gordon McKernan. And he actually uses quotes from the gospel to sell his ambulance chasing service. I'm not making any of this up. This is all true. So we monetize the legal profession, which used to be honorable and noble. No longer. Look, there's a graphic in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. You can see it. There's a big truck wreck. Gordon McKernan, call 888-8888. When was the next thing that we had to monetize in the march towards human extinction and the launching of the 500-year-long Great Reset New Normal Plan? Medicine. Medicine had to be monetized. It's all about the Benjamins now. And where do we first see it? First saw it in pharmaceuticals. Now you can't swing a dead cat on a television show, on any cable news or any cable network or satellite-driven or internet-driven television service now without hitting an ad for some DNA-altering drug for psoriasis and for itchy legs and what. Just name it. There's a drug for it. Then the hospital chains got in on it. The Ochsner Foundation, which began as a noble attempt to normalize and spread the breakthrough process of open heart surgery. I believe it was the brothers John and Alton Ochsner that learned how to do it earlier and then improved the process to where you can go to any Ochsner hospital and get the quadruple or triple bypass, what have you here. And then it began advertising Ochsner hospitals. It used to be that the Catholic Church, the Baptist Church, and the Methodist and the Presbyterians ran almost every hospital in America. That's a true story. They still have some of them are still out there. But now everything comes at a cost. Now everything must be monetized. Why?